Tav Chaf Amud Aleph. We'll begin the Mishnah on Yutes Amud Beis towards the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Ein Seilim Basar Basal Beya El Kedei She Yitzilim Bibayit Yayim. You cannot roast meat or onions or egg. El Kedei She Yitzilim Bibayit Yayim. It has to be enough time to have it roasted before Shabbos. As we mentioned earlier, here Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai. There's no machloikis over here. Even though Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai about Shvisas Kelim, and they say that it's therefore mutter to put things in a kli before Shabbos, even though the process continues on Shabbos. But over here, if something is cooking or roasting, there is a concern that a person might want to hasten the process, and he might stir the coals on Shabbos. So therefore, if he puts right before Shabbos, if he puts meat onto the coals or into the oven, and the fire is burning and it's cooking, he might want to speed up the process and have the meal ready for Shabbos, for Leil Shabbos, and he might stir the coals, and that would be Havara. And he could come to Dei HaMelacha on Shabbos. So therefore, there's a gzera that he can't put it in right before Shabbos. He has to put it early enough so that it is roasted before Shabbos, so therefore there will not be a concern that on Shabbos he might come to stir the coals. There's no concern, Shemi Yechata Gecholim. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Ein Nisim Pasla Tanim B'Chashecho. You can't put bread into an oven right before Shabbos. V'loi Charor El Gambi Gecholim, or biscuit on the coals. El Kadesh Yikmaru Panem, Ibai Jaim. It has to be enough time that it forms a crust before Shabbos, before the onset of Shabbos. And here again, if not, we're afraid he'll come to stir the coals to speed up the process. But if it already has formed a crust, then it's already baked enough, so we're not concerned about that. It's till the time that it takes that the bottom forms a crust. We'll see in the Gemara how he's arguing, how he differs with the Tanakhama. However, Zok the Mishnah, Mishal Shalim Esa Pesach B'tanrim Chashecha, when there's a Korban Pesach, when we're dealing with a Korban Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Yud Dalid, they shechted the Korban Pesach. Now, the Korban Pesach has to be eaten Leil Pesach, and that's on Shabbos. They're allowed to put the Korban Pesach onto the fire right before Shabbos. Mishal Shalim Esa Pesach B'tanur Im Chashecha. They can put it into the fire right before. Here, we're not concerned. Even though it's not roasted before the onset of Shabbos, here we're not concerned. Shem Yechad B'chol. We'll see in the Gemara why. Uma'achizim Esa Ur B'meduras Beis HaMoiket. And similarly, they used to make a fire, a bonfire in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim had to go barefoot on the floor because there can't be a chatzitza between their feet and the floor. So they would be walking on the stone floors and it would be very cold, so they would make a big bonfire there to heat up the area. Here also, we're not concerned, we're not geyser Shemi Yachata, that he might stir the coals, and we say, Ma'achizin Esu'ur, B'meduras Beis HaMoiket. You are allowed to put the fire, to make the fire right before Shabbos. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, just like we had the Gzera by the Basar and the Basal Beya, here also to make a fire, to make a bonfire, there would also be a Gzera Shemi Yachata, B'gevulin Kitesh Te'achzaroi, A'ur Berubai. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, the fire has to catch on to most of the wood. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll speak it out in detail. Rav Yehuda Omer, B'bechamim Kol Shu. Rav Yehuda says it's talking about coals. Coals, once it's ignited, once the fire catches on, it will continue. We're not afraid it'll go out. If we're talking about a bonfire, we're afraid that the fire might go out and he might stir the coals. Now, once it's terechos or berubai, we're not concerned. Rabbi Yehuda says, by coals, we're not concerned. You don't have that concern because the fire will continue on its own. Vikama, so the ratio of the Mishnah said that it has to be roasted, the basar batzel bay has to be roasted from before Shabbos. To what extent? To what extent does it have to be roasted? Amar v'lozar, amar rav, kedei sheyatzula mibayim kemachal ben rusoi. Before Shabbos, it has to be roasted to the extent of machal ben rusoi, a third of being fully roasted. Drusoi was a is a bandit, and he used to eat on the run, so to speak. So his food was eaten before it was fully cooked or fully roasted. He didn't have the time for that. He was always running away from the law. So his was a third. So he holds over here, Rabbi Elazar and Rav says, once it's a third already roasted, we're not concerned that when Shabbos comes in, he'll have to be mechata the kecholim, because it is already edible from before Shabbos. And on its own, it will cook enough or roast enough so that we're not concerned that he might come to stir the coals. So we see over here that machal ben drusoy is considered a minimum of shiur that is already considered to be cooked. It's already considered to be shasat chak, people could eat it, it's considered to be a cooked item. So in a similar vein, itmar nami amar avasi amar rabbi yochanan kol shuk machal ben drusoy ein boi mishum bishulei akum. One is not allowed to have an akum cook something. If it's raw and the akum cooks it, you're not allowed to eat it. But if it's only something that cannot be eaten raw and has to be cooked, and he's cooking a raw item. However, if the item in question is already cooked kemachal ben drusoy, so it's already considered to be a machal, and it can be eaten, it's considered to be a machal. Therefore, if the akum finishes it off, there's no iser of bishul akum. Tanya chananya oimer, kol kashu machal ben drusoy, mutala shoysa al gabikir, afalpi shena grufa ketuma. He says, once it's already a level of machal ben drusoy, you can put it into the kira, into this type of oven, and even though it's not grufa ketuma. Normally we can't put things in the kira unless the coals were either removed or they were covered with ashes. Either they're removed so there's no concern that they might come to stir the coals and no coals, or it's covered with ashes so the flame is so low that there's no point really to stir it. It's not going to help that much, so we're not concerned. But here he says, even if the oven is not grufa ketuma, it's mutter as long as the food has already been cooked before Shabbos to the level of machal ben drusoy. Like we said, we are not concerned that he might come to stir the coals. Similarly, we cannot put the dough into the oven. If we're baking bread, it has to be baked to the extent that prior to Shabbos it forms a crust. If it hasn't been baked to that extent, if it hasn't yet formed the crust before Shabbos, you cannot put it in the oven prior to Shabbos, because we're afraid, similarly, Shema Yechatz B'Kholim, he'll try to hasten the process and he might stir the coals. Rabbi Elazar says, he says, Ajikim Tachta, the bottom of it forms a crust. So what does Rabbi Elazar mean? Is he coming to, how is he coming to Argon Tanakam? Is he coming to be Mekel or to be Machmir? Iboilahu Tachtan, what is the Tachtan? Hech the Gabi Tanur, is it the side that's stuck to the Tanur? Adilma Tachtan, Hech the Gabi Or. Or is it the side, the surface that's facing the open area of the fire? In those days, the way they baked bread was they had the dough and they stuck it to the sides of the Tanur. So one side, one was stuck to the side, the other was exposed to the open area where the fire was. It's not like nowadays we have it on grills and it's facing up and down. It was to the side. So the question is, when Rabbi Elazar says the tachtan, is he referring to the part that the bottom, which is stuck to the side of the tanner, or the side of it which is facing the open area, facing the fire? Tashma Rabbi Elazar Omer Kadesh Yikmu Panah Hamudubakim Batanner. He says that it's the side that is stuck to the side of the tanner. And the way Rashi learns is the surface that is facing the fire forms a crust sooner. That's the first one to form a crust. It's because it's facing the fire. The side that's stuck to the tanner, the side to the sides of the tanner, only later it forms a crust. So therefore, it comes out that Rabbi Elazar is really now, he's being machmir. He's saying it's not enough that it forms a crust on the side that's facing the fire. It has to also form a crust on the underside that's facing the tanner, meaning that there has to be a crust on both sides. So the way Tosfos is learning now, and really the inquiry of the Gemara, the Shaila of the Gemara, is not only a Shaila, what does Rabbi Elazar mean? It means, what does the Tanakhama mean as well? So now that we've established that Rabbi Elazar says he's machmer, it has to be the side that's facing the say panam dubakim betanor means it's not enough for the open area, the side facing the open area to form a cross. It comes out the Tanakama is being makel. So it's really an inquiry what the sheet of the Tanakama is. And it comes out the Tanakama is being makel. He says you don't need a cross on both sides. It's enough for a cross to form on the side that's facing the fire. Once that has a crust on it, then you can have it there, remain there over Shabbos, and the Tanakhama says we're not concerned anymore, Shemir Chatem. Mishal Shonis of Pesach, by the Korban Pesach, here we are not geyser. Here we say it is mutter to put it in right before Shabbos and have it roast on the Shabbos, and we're not afraid that he might my time, why are we makel over here? Why is it there? Why does it not apply to the Korban Pesach? For the Gemara, Mishum Dimnei Chabur is reason. Korban Pesach is with a Chabur. It's not one person. It's with a group of people. And they'll be diligent. They'll watch. They'll make sure that nobody comes to adjust the fire. And therefore, there'll be a shomer over each other. So there's no reason to be geyser. So halav hachi loy. But you mean to say, if not for this reason, we would be concerned? And if not for Bnei Chabura's reason, we would be geyser? Ivalmar Mar Gaja, if we're talking about a young kid, Bain Shorik and Bain Loy Shorik Shapir Dami, whether the oven is sealed or the oven is not sealed, it's mutter. We don't have the gzer because we're not afraid that he'll open up the oven and Shemi Chata B'Gecholim because the draft will harm the meat. Because the meat is very tender and will harm it. Now the Korban Pesach was a gedi, so why are we concerned? Gemara says, no, hasa mintra. There we're not concerned because over there it's cut into pieces. So therefore it's tender meat which is cut into pieces. If he opened the oven, the draft would therefore ruin somewhat the meat, so he won't open the oven. But over here, hacha loy mintach, here the Korban Pesach was roasted whole. So the draft wouldn't harm it, even though it's a gedi, it wouldn't harm it. So therefore the only reason it's mutter is because b'nei chabura's reason heim. Umachizen is a worm. And we are allowed to, in the Beis HaMikdash, for the Azara, we are allowed to make the bonfire right before Shabbos, and we're not afraid that Shem Yechata over there by the fire that's made for the Kahanim in the Azara. Minhani Mili, where do we see this? Now the assumption over here, this point is that it's mutter because there's no Isser Deraisa for the fire to have Avor in the Beis HaMikdash, which this is the Hava Mina, the Gemara will reject this. But how it's the Hava Mina on Emili, Amar Rav Huna, it says, Leisavaru, hey, ish b'chol Moshvei Seichem, the Isser of Havar on Shabbos is, says, b'chol Moshvei Seichem, in your dwellings. B'chol Moshvei Seichem yata mabir. It's only in your dwellings where you're not allowed to make it for Havar on Mabir, but in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Azara would be mutter. So at this point, Rav Huna, it seems to be that he holds that Min Araisa, it would be mutter. Then if that's the case, it's not only Erev Shabbos, it would be Mutter and Shabbos as well. Elmai, that's not the Pshat. It's not Mutter to make a bonfire on Shabbos in the Azar and the Beis HaMikdash. Elmai, Rav Chista, Kroh, the Pasuk that says, Moshvei Seichem, which implies that in the Beis HaMikdash, Havor is Mutter, Kiyos, L'mishnei, Varm, B'Pidor, Mutas. That's the teacher by the Korbonais. If there were Korbonais, that they were Makriv, the say the Tomit Shabbat HaBayim, on Erev Shabbos, and now they have to be burn the Evorma Pedorim. There's no Isser for that, for the Korbonos on Shabbos. But that's for that, that is by the Kohanim's reasoning. But over here, the reason is it's not Mutter on Shabbos to make the Midrash Beis HaMikdash. It's Mutter, however, Erev Shabbos right before Hashecha. Why are we not concerned Shem Yechata? Because Kohanim's reason, they're diligent, and they'll make sure that nobody adjusts the fire and nobody tampers with it. Ubigavul and Kadesh Tanacha is outside the Beis HaMikdash, it is not. We do have the Gzera, and it's only Mutter, the bonfire. The fire has to be burning to the extent that most of it is already consumed by the fire or caught on by the fire, ignited by the fire. My Ruban, it says Kadesh Tanacha's Arba Ruban. What is Ruban? What does the majority mean? Omer Rav, Roiv Kolach Vechad. Each one of the logs for the bonfire. Most of it has to already be caught on with the fire. Shmuel Amar, no, it's not that specific. Shmuel Amar Kedei Shelo Yomru Havei Eitzim V'Naniach Tachteim. Shmuel says it's enough as long as the fire is going on its own, where one does not say bring more twigs to have the fire to have it go. It's going on its own. It's now a fire that's a healthy fire that we say that it doesn't need any more assistance, then it's considered that's enough that we say that it's mutar erev Shabbos. Tanur v'chiel siul shmuel, arayel shmuel, kedei shetei shalhemes oylame eleha, v'loy shetei shalhemes oylale de davar acher. So one of the Pshat Rashi says that the reference over here is to the menorah, that the kohen has to light the menorah so that the flame goes up on its own and does not need any more assistance. So that's considered hadlaka. So here also, when we say shetadlik, or Baruben, it means that it needs no more assistance. It's going on its own, and people do not say, bring more twigs, etc., to have the fire burn higher and stronger. So, let's say you have a single log. There's only one. How much of that log has to be burned? Rav Amar Roiv Aviv. He says most of the thickness of it. And some say that what he meant to say is most of the circumference, most of the area around it, not most of the thickness, most of the area around it, which is a lesser shear of the fire burning. So Amar Fafi Hilkach, being, since we're not clear what he meant, being in Roiv Oivav, or being in Roiv Akefa, you need both. So he says how much of the log has to be burnt so that it cannot be used by a craftsman anymore. If someone would take a log and use it to fabricate certain kalim or to use it for different items, let's say he would use it for a handle for an axe or whatever, it's burnt to the extent that it's now useless. You cannot use it, and Uman cannot use it anymore. Rav Yehuda ben Beseir, Amikadesh Techazar Aish Mishneit Sdadim. And he says, no, it doesn't have to be that it cannot be used anymore. Meaning, the understanding is that it cannot be, Uman cannot use it anymore, means is that the thickness of it is from the inside of it, it's already burnt. So it has no thickness that can be used. It cannot be used even for a handle, let's say for an axe. But Rav Yehuda ben Beseir says it doesn't have to be burnt in the thickness. As long as Mishneit Sdadim, which is means the circumference, then already then it's enough. We have a reference in the Pasuk that what we're talking about is burning it from the thickness. It says a shnei ksesiv achla ish v'taycha necha yitzlach hamalacha. If the fire, so the Novi is comparing the Rishoyim and Klal Yisrael as being completely without value, if the two ends are consumed by the fire, and Toicha, and the inside of it is now burnt, is it going to be, can you use it anymore? Is it any more useful for a malacha? So you see that when Toicha, when the inside of it is consumed, then the Uman cannot use it anymore. Fractasis, that we're talking about, we're saying there's two different shitas. There's one where it's shnei tzdadim, which is the circumference, which is not the thickness. And we say thickness, where it is, the circumference is not enough. Now here we're bringing the pasuk that references the wood over here, and it says that it's talchaz ha'esh mishnei tzdadim. It's a shnei ksesiv achla esh, which means the circumference, and the inside is now burnt out. It's now dry, burnt out. You can't use the malacha. Well, this implies that once it's the circumference, then the interior, the avyav, is already burnt. But we discuss two different shitas. It's either the circumference or the thickness. So Tosha says the pasuk is talking about an eitz gefen. It's talking about a vine of grapes, wild vines that don't produce grapes. The Novi is saying this vine, it doesn't produce any grapes. And if it burns on the two sides, on the circumference, the interior is burnt, you can't use it for malach anymore. But that's only because it's talking about a vine which is not that thick. But other branches, they're thicker, the circumference does not, just because the circumference is burnt, the interior is not burnt down. But the point over here is we're bringing that once the interior is burnt, it's not useful anymore for the umen l'melocha. So that's the zecher l'davar. Continuing on with a reference in the pasuk of the fire, the pasuk in Yirmiyah says va'ach l'fanav meva'eres. So this is referring over here to the case by Yoyakim. Yirmiyahu Novi sent a megillah to Yoyakim HaMelech, and when he was Menava on the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and he sent this Megillah, and Yirmiyahu and Yoyakim, in his anger, he burnt it. And the pasuk says, Va'ach lefanim v'eres, the ach was burning. My ach, what is ach? Amar Rav Achvana. It's a willow twig, willow tree. Shmuel Amar Eitzim Shenikalu Ba'achvana. It's a group, it's like an achva, like achva, brotherhood, a group, a bundle of firewood. So just another reference of what we say, ach means a willow. Ahud amar lo man boy achvana. He says, who wants an achvana? You know, what is achvana? Ishtach amar vasa. It was the wood from a willow tree.